In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the third day of the blessed month of Ba'una. May the Lord begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers and my brethren. Amen. On this day, the first church in the name of St. George was built in Egypt, in the city of Bir Me, in the Oasis. As was consecrated also on this day, a church in his name in the city of Birma, district of Tanto. For after the perishing of Diocletian and the reign of the righteous Emperor Constantine at the temples of the idols, all the temples of the idols were destroyed. Churches were built after the name of the heroic martyrs who strived with their blood to defend the faith. Some Christian soldiers in the land of Egypt had donated a piece of the land where the city of Birma is now located. One of them was a righteous and meek young man who lived on a piece of this land with some of the farmers. In this area, there was a well of water. This young man heard of the wonders of the great among the martyrs, St. George, and then he searched until he found his biography. He wrote it, and it comforted him to read it, which he did without boredom. While he stood praying on the evening of the 24th of the month of Bashans, he saw that an assembly of the saints had come down beside the well. They were praising God and chanting with angelic voices. They were surrounded by heavenly light, and he was astounded. One of them, who was in the uniform of a soldier, came forward and informed him that he was Georgius, who was martyred at the hands of Diocletian. He ordered him to build a church for him on that side, for that was the will of God. The assembly left him and raised up to heaven while they were glorifying the Most High. The young man spent that night awake till morning. A few days passed during which he was thinking about how he could build this church, knowing that he did not have the money for a small piece of it. One night, while he stood praying, the great martyr St. George appeared to him. That the saint pointed out to him the place to build the church. Then he directed the young man to another place and told him, "Dig here, and you shall find what you need to build the church." When he woke up in the morning, he went where the honorable martyr had directed him. He dug there and found a vessel filled with gold and silver. He praised God and glorified his patron saint. He built the church and called the father, the patriarch, who consecrated it on this day. The relics of St. George that were kept in his church in the city of Bir Me in the Oasis were relocated to the monastery of Abba Samuel by its monks. That was during the days of the Saint Abba Matthias, the 87th Pope of Alexandria, and the monastery was under the direction of Father Zachary ibn al-Ummus and Father Solomon al-Qalamuni. During the papacy of Pope Gabriel, the relics of the saint were relocated to his well known church in Old Cairo. That was in the 16th, on the 16th day of Abib, 1240 Anno Martyr, July 10th, 24 Anno Domini. A great celebration takes place annually where the church was built beside the water well to commemorate this venerable event. There, many signs of casting out of the evil spirits and healing of the sick take place with the intercession of this great martyr. May his prayer be with us. Amen. On this day also, the ascetic and fighter Saint Martha departed. May her prayers be with us all. Amen. And today also marks the martyrdom of Saint Aladius. May his prayers be with us all. Amen. This day also marks the departure of Pope Cosmos the First, 44th Patriarch of Alexandria. May his prayers be with us. Amen. Today also, the Saint Amba Abraham, Bishop of Fayum and El Giza departed. This was in the year 1630 Anno Martyr, June 10th, 1914 Anno Domini. The saint, whose name was Paul, was born in 1545 Anno Martyr, 1829 Anno Domini, in the state of Gelda, district of Malawi, governorate of Minya, to righteous parents. They brought him up in a Christian manner. They sent him to the church school where he learned religious subjects and the church hymns. As he was a very bright student, Amba Yusab, the bishop of Sanabu, ordained him a deacon for the church of Gelda. His heart longed for the monastic life, so he went to El Muharraq Monastery, where he was ordained a monk by the name of Paul Gabriel El Muharraqi. He was 19 years old at the time. He was meek, humble, had a pure life, and he prayed much in seclusion. Accordingly, the monks loved him exceedingly. When Amba Jacobus, Bishop of El Minya, heard of him, he summoned him. He retained him in the episcopate for a period of time, during which he promoted him to a priest. When he returned to his monastery, the monks with the consensus decided to make him the abbot over the monastery after the death of their abbot. He was then promoted to archpriest Higoman in the days of Amba Demetrius II, 111th patriarch. He remained abbot of the monastery for 5 years, during which the monastery was the refuge for thousands of the poor. So he was called the father of the poor and the destitute. During his time as abbot, he did not spare an effort to improve the condition of the monastery spiritually and physically. He improved its finances by developing its agricultural land. As he increased his charity toward the poor, the orphans and the widows, some of the monks became more resentful of him, for they considered these charitable works as squandering and extravagant acts. They complained against him to Amba Marcos, Metropolitan of El Bahira, who was the acting patriarch after the death of Pope Demetrius. Amba Marcos accepted their complaints and deposed him as the abbot of their monastery. Shortly after his dismissal, he left El Muharraq Monastery and went to the monastery of El Baramus. Several monks from the Al-Muharraq Monastery went to the monastery of El-Baramus, which Archpriest Bulus, Lower Amba Abraham, became because they did not like the attitudes of the complaining monks. He stayed there for some time, studying the Bible and teaching the monks. The abbot of the monastery of El-Baramus at that time was Archpriest Yohanna the Scribe, Yohanna Nezikian, who became later on Pope Kyrillus the Fifth, 112th Patriarch in the year 1597, Anno Martyri, 1881, Anno Domini. Pope Kyrillus the Fifth chose and ordained him a bishop for the parish of El Fayum and El Giza. He replaced its reposed bishop, Amba Isaac, and was ordained with the name of Amba Abraham. During the episcopate, he became famous for two attributes. The first, his charity to the multitude of poor that came to the bishopric residence. He gave them all what he had of money. He made the bishopric residence a shelter for many of them. He offered clothing for those who had no clothes and food for those who were hungry. He never allowed anyone to offer him food that was better than that offered to the poor. Once he went down to visit the poor while they were eating and found that the food he was offered that day was better than that offered to them. He became very sad and immediately relieved the nun supervising the feeding service for the poor from her duty. Second, he was famous for his prayer of faith. Many miracles were performed through his prayer on his hands. His fame was spread to all parts of Egypt and also to some parts of Europe. Many patients of different religions came to him seeking the blessing of his prayers and were healed. And Abraham was well read of the holy books. He always gave to his visitors advice, instructions, and sermons, which showed the great depth of his knowledge. More important was that he possessed a pure nature and many virtues. Particularly, his severe denial of himself and his true renouncement of the pleasures of life and its vainglory. His food and clothing were just bare necessities. His ambition never looked up to the glory of higher ranks or possessions. When the patriarch wanted to promote him to the rank of metropolitan, he apologized, saying that the Holy Bible did not mention any ranks in the priesthood except the ranks of the priest and the bishop. He was also straightforward in revealing his own opinion, looking only for the truth. He never gave any attention to the rank and greatness to people in higher places, for their greatness was far less than the greatness of the truth. For this reason, all the metropolitans and bishops of the church avoided his anger and sought to please him. Also, After that, Amba Abraham departed to the heavenly bless on the third day of Ba'una, 1630 Anno Martyr, June 10th, 1914 Anno Domini. More than 10,000 Christian and Muslims walked in his funeral procession. His pure body was laid in the tomb which was prepared for him in the monastery of the Virgin Mary in El Azab. many miracles were manifested through him after his departure, and his tomb became and still is a pilgrimage for many who have special needs or infirmities. His Holiness Pope Kyrillus VI canonized him with the Holy Synod in the year 1964, after 50 years of his departure. Usually, we canonize the saints. The martyrs are canonized immediately after their martyrdom, but the saints are canonized after 50 years of their departure to be added to the synaxarium and to the list of the saints. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.